We have three main ways that we make money. One is that we sell search to other websites. If you do search on Cisco.com or you do search on Netscape and some of the searching on Yahoo, it's actually Google who's providing the search there, and we make money that way. We can also sell Google search. There's a Google in a box, which is a little yellow pizza box-sized computer you can buy and set it up on your own internal network and do search that way behind a firewall and so forth. And another way we get search is through advertising. We don't have these big, flashy, distracting banner advertisements, but we do have text-based ads that show up with some queries when we think they're relevant, and they provide another way for the user to get information besides the search results, and those have been very successful for us.
Does that make, you know, the main page that people see and the main open tools that people use more of a loss leader, or do they have a real connection to the main ways that you also make a profit?
That's an excellent question. The way we've always looked at the revenue model for Google is that our first job was to get the traffic, and once we had that, then the money would follow. If we had millions of people using Google to help them find things they needed to find, then there must be some way to make money off of it. Right now, that way is advertising, and it's been profitable for us, but we never lose sight of the fact that really it's the people, the users of Google, who are the foundation of it all. And that's why our focus has stayed on being very targeted in our advertising, providing a good user experience through our ads to keep people coming back to Google and to keep our Google as useful as possible. So everything we do ties into user experience, and the money follows from that. That's the way we look at it.
You know, after having just been through a few years when there was, I guess, a big die-off of a lot of dot-com operations, was Google really going in a different direction from some other web-based operations as far as how they plan to make their money?
Certainly during the bubble in Silicon Valley, a lot of companies started with business plans that weren't very proven, I'll say, and a lot of them turned out not to work. Google's always been very conservative financially, and the reason that I joined is because I thought it provided a service that was actually useful to people. I still believe very much that if you provide a service that's useful for people, that you can make a business out of it. And I think that Google, rather than being an exception, is kind of a validation of this basic business principle.
The idea of starting with a useful service rather than starting then with a way to sell something.
Right. I think that other companies often did services that were useful but weren't enough useful in a different way than what already existed. Google, you know, I think when it started, certainly was qualitatively better than other search engines, and that was something that people saw and responded to.
You were talking about future directions of this sort of technologies, of search engines and uses of search engines. Can you talk a little bit about that now, of what are the big questions or the big problems waiting to be answered, and which might be answered in the near future?
The near future is tough. It's very hard to predict. And I think the broad areas that we have to focus on are making more and more information available to people besides just publicly available web pages, having non-electronic documents, having private information available through some appropriate business model and so forth, and making it so people can use that data in more and more ways, use it walking down the street to find out what restaurant to go to, use it when walking down the aisles of a supermarket to find out where the flower is. The places where people need to find information, they need to do search, it's pervasive in all parts of life. And internet search engines aren't yet. And that's one of the goals, is to get there.